And do you know what kind of peaches they had?
Well, yeah, sure, probably.
I mean, like different types. Do you know if they had?
I don't know that they had different. The only thing I know that was different were the apples. You know, like the Delicious and Jonathan. They would bring along with tomatoes and sweet corn and whatever they had. They'd come with trucks and sell them from their ranches up down here.
Oh, okay. And so what kind of things would you eat back, like, that your mom would cook? Meat?
Meat? I don't know. It was just regular stuff. She didn't do... They used to get their... I don't know what the company was, but they'd buy a whole hog and butcher it up, you know, and
what kind of things?
Sausage and stuff like that.
You can make a lot of different things if you get the whole... Mm-hmm. Do you know what else they could have made from that?
Remember the sausage, but...
Just mainly that sausage? Mm-hmm. And then...
Out of some of it, but then you had the pork chops and the rest normal.
Right. But I mean, you can even save the drippings. And
yeah, they bought it that way because it was cheaper.
Right.
You know what they could to save a dime or two.
Right, more efficient. Mm-hmm. And so did you get? There's not cows around here. Where did you get the milk from? Where did you get your milk from?
There were some locals that had. Farms, and they even had cottage cheese, and you could get it from them.
Oh, fresh.
Uh huh.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. All
right.
But the grocery stores we had, there were about three or four different ones, you know, and so that's where you got, you know, your shopping done like you do today.
Right. All right, that's great. So do you I don't know. Do you have a different term for if you open up a cherry or a peach, something that's inside of there, like the seed that's in there? What would you call that, like in the side of a cherry?
A stone.
A stone? Okay. Mm-hmm. Some people call them pits, some people call them stones. That's what we ask.
Yeah.
Right? And okay, so you said that you didn't really work on the farm, that your mother did that, right?
Oh,
not the farm, but the garden.
In Yugoslavia, she was raised on a farm.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever heard of, because, you know, well, there's lots of different tools, you know. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Mm-mm.
It's like a kind of rake. You never
mm-hmm.
heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know, have you ever heard of, when people have wood and stuff that they're cutting, what they put it on, the thing that's shaped like this? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. My dad did that. What did you call it? I think they called it something like a horse. And,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, he had.
That's what they wooden horses, something like that.
Yeah.
Looks like a little X kind
yeah.
of, or an A.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, did your dad, he did woodworking and stuff? Did he just...
No, he would just saw his own wood when they brought it to him. You know, sometimes you'd get these... He used to get a lot of slabs from the lumber companies, and then he'd cut that on there, or if he had a coming in logs, that's what he did. But he didn't build anything. It was all for your fire.
Oh, right.
Kindling inside.
Oh, okay. And what kind of trees do you have around here?
Cottonwood. We had cottonwoods, but now we just got the few in the one in front, and then the pine.
But up in the mountains, they have the, what are the pretty white trees called?
Aspen.
Aspen. Those are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful.
So, they have some in town, too. I like those.
They're really gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see what else I have. So did your dad have any tools that he used?
Regular saw, axe, and pick, and things like that. Just the usual.
Just the basic. Stuff.
Yeah, hammer.